The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
WhatsApp scams on the agenda as well. So new research from Revolut says Ireland ranks as the second worst affected country in the world for scams on WhatsApp. The average loss costing customers around 1,200 euro. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me now. Jess, what are these WhatsApp scams?
These are scams that have been doing the rounds over the last number of years, but they have become more prevalent. And the concerning thing is that I suppose the scammers are getting more sophisticated and our attitudes towards them haven't quite, you know, spiked up high enough to be able to tackle them. So in some instances, people are getting the hi mom or the hi dad scam text. I don't know if you've received any of those.
No, remind me of those.
So this is something that came around initially as an SMS, but now they're doing the rounds on WhatsApp. And it's when a scammer sends you a message from an Irish phone number and says, "Hi, Dad, I've lost my phone.
Oh, yes.
I need 20 quid to, buy some credit or to buy whatever it is. But my phone isn't working. Can you just send it to me right here?" And then they'll give you a link and you can click through and then send bank information that way. So that's one of the scams.
And are they just scamming you out of the 20 quid or are they getting your account
getting
details?
Your card details. All right, okay. And then going thereafter. Then there's also ones where, you know, the delivery scams. So an Irish number will appear saying that your package is being held in customs and you need to pay €3 to release it, or sometimes even €1 to release it. And again, they're looking to get your card information. The issue here is that WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. So if I send you a WhatsApp message, the only people who can read that are me and you. So I can read it on my end, you can read it on your end, but nobody, including WhatsApp, can read it. That's
okay.
What end-to-end encryption means.
So that kind of deals with the next question I was going to ask, is why don't Meta do more about this? They own WhatsApp.
Well, this is something that the survey that you referred to there from Revolut, that is something that is massively concerning, and it's sort of put this back onto Meta to tackle it, because they have detector bots that can scroll across all of their platforms and identify, say, a scam page or somebody who, like on Instagram, for example, they can use bots to identify if somebody in their images isn't old enough to have an Instagram account. So they can identify kids from teens, because you shouldn't be on Instagram if you're under 13. So the question is, why isn't Meta doing more here? We do know, because we spoke about it a few weeks ago, that Comreg is cracking down on scam text messages. But because of the end-to-end encryption nature of WhatsApp, and also because it is a Meta platform, it's a harder thing to infiltrate. The key things here are, as always, it comes back on you and I, the consumer, to try and be eyes wide open. Never click on a link that comes through. If you do get one of those hi mom or hi dad scams, call the person. Even if they say their phone is broken, try and call them anyway. Don't put your card details into any link unless you know for sure what it is. But I do think it's massively concerning that this is so still on the rise, and also the amount of money that people are losing as a result of them is significant.
But, you know, the post is end-to-end encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
If I send you a letter, it's in an envelope. On Puss don't read it. But On Puss will notice patterns of behaviour. If I'm sending several thousand letters a day to one person, I mean, they'll notice that. That gets picked up. So are there not ways that Meta can kind of... I'm putting it in layman's terms, which is the only way I understand it. Scan the data or whatever that's at their disposal and think, hold on, all of these messages are coming from this Russian bot farm that we know about and they're being sent to consumers in Ireland. We don't have to read that to know that that's likely a scam.
Yeah, and this does come back to the data and identifying those trends. And it goes back to what Comreg is doing with SMS messages. So the deadline just recently passed for businesses. So if you are a business and you use a text to communicate with your customers, so say if you're a delivery company and you use a particular number to communicate with your company or your customers to let them know about their deliveries, you had to register that number with Comreg by a certain deadline, and anyone who didn't will have those messages blocked by the end of the year. So a solution like that is possible from the WhatsApp side of things. It just that the will and the want from Meta's point of view has to be there. There's a lot of scams. We've spoken about other ones before on Instagram and indeed Facebook. So this isn't a new issue. But I think when you see figures, you know, I think it was €1,200 is what it's costing the consumer. And yeah, the average figure was around 260 or thereabouts. That's a significant amount of money. And what's going to end up happening is people aren't going to trust anything that comes in on their phone. So we do need the big tech companies to step up here.
Yeah, we do, because it's a con. It's like the power of one. Remember that, where the basically all of the big polluters in the world said, let's just convince people that it's their fault. And if they turn off the light bulb in the bathroom, they're going to save the planet. Phew, that takes the pressure off us there for a few years. The same thing here. Like WhatsApp and Meta would love for us to say, you know what, you guys can't do anything. We'll have to deal with this.
Yes.
They have to deal with it.
They have to deal with it. And the thing is, they can deal with it. As you said there, there will be patterns, there will be trends. There are ways to tackle it, but it all comes down to the will and the want.
Until they deal with it. So what are the things people should... You started talking about it there, and I think I cut across it. The stuff that people should never do. This used to be very simple, like a Nigerian prince asking you for your bank account details. So, you know, he could give you a load of money.
Might be a scam.
That might be a scam. God be with the days that they were that simple. I mean, they still work, obviously.
They do.
Because if you go into your spam, your junk email, they're still in there. So somebody's still sending them. So I guess somebody out there sends the bank details to the Nigerian prince. But what should or shouldn't people do?
Just be suspicious of everything. And I know that sounds really grim, but it's the truth.
Suspect everyone.
Yeah, do. Even your friends, our dear colleague, Andrea Gilligan. Do you remember last year her phone, her WhatsApp was actually hacked and a few of our colleagues' WhatsApp were hacked?
She wouldn't be very digitally savvy though now, Andrea.
Correct. No, and it's something that a lot of people fell for. So you have to be cautious.
She's still waiting for the money from that Nigerian prince.
He promised her next week, next Tuesday. That's what he said to her. You have to be cautious. Don't click on a link. Even if it's somebody, if it pops up now on my phone that Kieran Cuddihy has texted me and said to me, Jess, can you send me on my WhatsApp verification code? It'll come through to you in a second. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to help you out in that situation. Don't click on links. Don't put your card details in. If in doubt, if it purports to be from a service provider, from your son or daughter, your cousin, your dog's mother's brother's auntie, call the person and verify. And if not, just leave it out. If you've any doubt, leave it out and do not engage.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, thank you very much. Sage advice as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.